New face in town. Hey, I haven't seen your face before. What brings you here, stranger? Traveling? Should have guessed. You look like you hadn't had a drink in days. Barkeep, a whiskey for the stranger, on me. No problem. Consider it a welcoming gift to the middle of nowhere. So, where are you traveling to? Ah, I see. We used to get a lot of traveling folk coming through this town. But ever since they built that bridge across the canyon, they ain't coming this way as much. Yeah, that's the one. I saw quite a few carriages going across it the other day. Was surprised they hadn't been picked clean by bandits or outlaws. The town? Well, this place used to be great when I was a little girl. People would come from far and wide to get a look at this place. We threw the best summer fairs in state. Unfortunately, the years haven't been too kind to the old girl. People stopped visiting. Businesses lost profits. More than a few folks went up and left for the city and left the rest of us behind. Me? Oh, I'm nothing special. Just a girl. Ain't nothing else to me. I've been in this town my whole life. Everyone living here knows my name, and I know theirs. I guess you could say I'm a sort of unofficial mayor of this place. I tend to help out with things here and there, from time to time. So, what's your story? What do I mean? Come on. Everyone's got a story. Why are you traveling around? You running from something? Someone? You gotta go out and prove yourself to some girl back home? Oh, come on, I'm only teasing you. Oh, you want to earn some money? Well, I suppose I could help you out around this place. Maybe you could use a brute such as yourself. I'm joking. Follow me, mister. I got something you could help me with. A wheel fell off a carriage a day ago. It's been awkward getting it back on. I'm lucky you showed up when you did. Yeah, it's just in that shed there. Hands where I can see them now. Yeah, I know who you are. I know what you done, too. It's why I got this six-shooter pressed up against your spine. Now, sit in that chair and don't try anything funny or your blood will be splattered across the wall. You got a mighty fine bounty on your head, partner. A prize like that could set me up for a few lifetimes. I could finally bring this town the luxuries it deserves. Just imagine the looks on their faces when they see you, of all people, being dragged in by a feisty red-headed cowgirl. However, I do have a proposal for you. You see, partner, I have friends in high places, friends that can pull certain strings, mainly the ones that have the ability to clear your name. That's right. You'd be a free man, and I'd be a rich woman. That's right. Your crimes will be forgotten, and I'd still get the bounty. All you have to do is what I say, and I'll take care of everything else. Good boy. Now, put your hands behind your back and keep your feet still. I'm tying you down first. There. Now we can continue. I've dealt with your kind before, outlaw. You all think the same way. You make it easy for someone like me to turn y'all in. So I guess I should be thanking you. Listen, here's what's going to happen. I will clear your name of your crimes, and you'll help me with a few things. Do we have a deal? Fine. I suppose I should tell you what you're helping me with. It's been far too long since I've been with a man, and I have a sweet spot for men like you. Tall, rugged, muscular, that's the stuff. You look tough on the outside, but I know how to wrangle a bull like you. If you fuck me nice and hard and do as I say, I'll clear your name. It's a win-win. Now, do we have a deal? Good boy. Now, first rule. From now on, until I say otherwise, you will call me either ma'am or mistress. Understand? Good. Let's begin. Let's just get these trousers of yours out the way. As I said, I've dealt with outlaws before, and I know for a fact that you are bad people. But I also know for a fact that y'all fuck like animals. That's right. Now, second rule. No coming until I say so. Understand? That's I understand, ma'am. Good boy. Now, let's see what we're working with. Wipe that smug grin off your face. I'm the one in charge here. One more thing. Before I take off these briefs of yours, I just got to hear you say one thing. Just tell me how much you want this. That's right. Beg for me, baby. Yeah, just like that. Ooh, look at you, big boy. You got a nice cock. Nice and thick, just the way I like them. And those balls, too. So fat and bulbous. Looks like you're pin up. You like that? You like the feeling of my wet hands stroking your cock up and down? Getting you nice and hard and wet for me? Oh, I just felt it twitch. Do you like it when I do this? You like it when I rub my fingertip right on the tip of your cock? Yeah, that's right. Moan for me. Your cock tastes delicious. I can feel you throbbing already. But remember, no coming until I say so. I'm just going to stroke you and edge you until you're ready to explode. What's that? I heard you mumble something. Come on, spit it out. You want me to suck your cock? I suppose I could. You taste delicious, baby. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at this. Glistening with my saliva and so twitchy. You look like you're ready to burst. You've been a good boy so far. I think it's time for a little reward. Just let me get rid of this shirt. You like these big fat titties of mine? These fat fucking udders? You'll have to thank my mama for that. I certainly take after that woman. Now, what could I possibly do with a hard throbbing cock and a pair of big fat titties? What's that? Speak up, baby. Now, that's what I like to hear. Look at your cock poking up out of my tits. Adorable. Feels so hot. So slick and hard for me. Ooh, you like that, don't you? You like the feeling of my tits rubbing your cock up and down, up and down. Just like this. You look like you're just gonna explode, baby. Oh, I'm so fucking wet. So wet for your cock. I'm gonna ride the fuck out of you. And you're gonna come deep inside of me. Understand? Open your mouth. Good boy. Fuck, I can't wait no longer. I need this. Oh, fuck. You're so hung. So fucking solid. I'm surprised you haven't burst yet. Now that you're nestled right into my tight little cunt. Lie back. Relax. While I ride the fuck out of your cock. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Fuck, yeah. That feels so amazing. Oh, fuck. I can feel you throbbing so hard inside of my cunt. You wanna come? Then come. Shoot your load inside of me. Oh, good boy. Yeah. Fill up my pussy with your cum. Fuck. You're making me cream so fucking much. You're still hard. Good. Because I still need to come. And we're far from done. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. No, fuck, I'm gonna come. Yes. Look how much you made me cream. You fucker. Look at the mess you made. No, we're not done. You're still hard. Oh, you're gonna fuck my asshole now. Count yourself lucky. You're the first man to fuck me here. Oh my, oh, they're so huge. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, your cock is so fucking perfect. That's it. Oh, you're mine now. There's no way I'm letting you go. You heard me. You're gonna stay in this town, and you're gonna fill me with your cock and your cum whenever I fucking want. Oh, fuck, I'm so close. You're gonna make me cum again. Yeah, fill me up. shoot your fucking load into my asshole. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Look at me. I said, look at me. You're mine now. I'll clear your name, and then you'll start your new life here in town as my personal fuck toy. Understand? Good boy. Good boy.